Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Down there in the bottom square, beaming in from Seattle. Go by the name of Cobb. What's going on?
We're back, baby. Ted, I feel like you and I did a whole separate podcast at that bar on, what was that, Friday night? And again, tailgating on Saturday morning. So I don't know how much material we have, but let's rock and roll.
All right. And of course, a massive happy birthday to the man, the myth, the legend, Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Thank you, boys. Good to see you. Been a great birthday so far, and I've been looking forward to this one all day. Good to see you.
Wait, Matt, today's your literal birthday?
Yeah.
Holy dude, I didn't know. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Popcorn season, man. I lose track of days. That's my bad.
It's training season, too. I get it.
Oh, yeah. The season. The boys are both in high season.
Season's a beast.
Yeah. I got two busy weeks, but busy for me. Probably not as busy as you guys are right now.
Ted, with all due respect, I feel like your busy season is like summer when you have like tailgates and cool parties every weekend.
All right. Well, you know what I mean? Don't want to say this, but December is kind of the same way.
Yeah, like July, August, and December are your Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then like, right, and like, look, work's great, right? They give us, you know, we always get a couple weeks in the year, and there's just like the next like 3 weeks, just like you got to do this, got to do that, got to finally get my sleep mask and stuff. So just, you know, nothing crazy. There's just like sometimes you look at your calendar, you get used to a routine. I'm like, all right, it's just got to start a little bit earlier every day, but it's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, like, people might not know this about you, but you get an insane amount of, like, social inbound of people like, hey, come to this thing. Hey, let's hang out. And I feel like never have I seen someone's summer calendar as packed as yours. Like, by April, you're like, every weekend in the summer's gone. I got one left. Who wants it? Right. It's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Dude,
I did it this week, man, on Thanksgiving, right? I saw you Wednesday night. I was up till about 1:30 in the morning breaking bread, and then got up in the morning, started making a bunch of, you know, it just takes a while to make homemade stuffing, you know? You gotta melt the butter slow, you gotta chop the onions and everything. So then I dropped that off at the house I was going to, then drove up to Monroe to visit my buddy and his parents. So he texted me at 11:30 and said, I'm gonna put my kids down for a nap, and then I'm heading up there. I said, all right. So now I'm kind of trying to hustle. It's like 1:30. Bust ass up there, no traffic, get to Monroe, and you know how it is, right? Like, if you go to one of your buddy's house, like, you would just naturally, you wouldn't use the front door. You just come in the, like, side door you always come in. It's just his parents.
Oh, no.
I was like, they're like, Ted, what are you doing here? And I was like, I just thought I'd pop in for a visit. And they're like, it's literally 2:00. They're like, nobody's showing up till 4:00. I was
like, No.
All right. Like, his dad's like, you want a cup of coffee? I'm like, sure. And then, listen to some stories, help move some heavy lifted things. Met the neighbor next door. And actually, he was good. His parents are getting a little bit older, so it was nice to kind of spend some time talking to them. But by the time my buddy showed up, by the time Drago showed up, like, I talked to him for like 10 minutes. Now it's like 4:35. I was like, all right, man, I got to go. And he's like, everybody's like, you're not staying for dinner? I'm like, no, man, I have another dinner to go to.
Like, that's my time.
Right.
You requested 2 hours. You got 2 hours.
Right. Good day, sir. Then I knew we were going to tailgate on Saturday. So I'll be honest with you, man. I called an audible on Friday. I just kind of chilled out. Watched some college ball. That's why I was in such a good mood Saturday. So I was like, I don't really have to go out on Friday and be social. And I had invites to stuff, and I just kind of just blew it off.
Oh, and dude, I got to give you credit, man. I was waffling. You and I were talking via text message on Friday, and I was like, oh, well, like, you know, kind of maybe do this, might go meet up with like my brother-in-law, but I'm not really sure. Like, I'm trying to figure out what they want to do, trying to people please as usual. And you're just like, hey, we're tailgating. Like, all right, I'll see you at 9 a.m. It's like the rest of the pieces will fall into place. And they did, by the way. You found us an amazing tailgate. Shout out to Bryce. I'm not going to say his last name, but that was awesome, man. Thank you so much for hosting and thanks for listening. That was so freaking cool. That tailgate was so fun. But also, yeah, dude, my father-in-law rolled out, both brother-in-laws, Ted, and we were getting after it in that parking lot.
We were dominating. Yeah, there was a Husky there. Matt, you ever have a sandwich at Paseo's?
Yes.
You lived up here?
Yep.
So the guy that runs that just brought platters of sandwiches.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was live.
I mean, they're a little messy to eat standing up, but god damn, they were good.
Well, and also two other pieces. One, at some point, the Husky band came and just started playing for us. And then two, so Ted, I took that photo of you with the Husky, right? And it's a pretty magnificent Husky, I gotta say, like as far as Huskies go. Halfway through the game, so halfway through the actual game, we're in the stadium now. They have the Husky out on the field, and my father-in-law nudges me. He's like, is that the Husky Ted was taking photos with? I was like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even know. It might be. You can see his mind just blown. I'm like, god, man.
I like too, we were taking little nips off his flask.
Yeah, I know, dude. That's Ted. You haven't seen me drink that much in a while, but I'm pretty sure I put down like a, you know, well, this will sound honestly embarrassing to say to everyone else, but that's probably like a 6-pack of Coors Lattes out there.
I was gonna give you a 4 or 5, but you might have put down 6. You were on.
I think by the end of, yeah. Oh, so sorry. During the game, I had 2. So yeah, actually, it was probably only 5 at the tailgate. But yeah, I kept going. It's like the movie Speed, dude. I can't stop. When you're drinking beer, like I can't stop. Otherwise, all the wheels come off and I'm done for the day. So I got to keep sipping.
Speed's a great movie. Holds up.
It does. So Ted, the tailgate comes together great, right? Shout out to Bryce. I forget the other guy's name that came over and talked to us too. And he like,
Mark?
Like, that, I think we. He was like, that is Cobb, right? And I was like, yeah. And he just walked by Cobb. He's like, LARP on.
Oh, I know. I didn't even get to talk with him. That was such a sly, like... Yeah, that was sick. No, I can't remember. I didn't get his name.
He asked about you, Matt. I was like, Matt's thriving, man. By the way,
Matt's in the sun, living the dream.
You have no idea how much mileage I get out of you and your job. It's just
me too.
That know that area, and I'm like, yeah, man. And they're like, how did he get that? And I was like, jury duty. And they're like, what? And I was like, he was on jury duty with a guy. I don't know. Started talking to him. And he lives in the desert. Loves life. He's super busy.
I gotta get you a hat.
Oh, that you dude, do. I would love one too. Matt, yeah. You have no idea the number of conversations I just casually slide in that I have a, I don't want to say the course, that I have a buddy who works at that elite course. I almost slipped. But yeah, it's just like, it'll come up sort of casually, like Ted said, anytime someone tangentially like talks about Palm Springs, I truly like shoehorn it into the conversation.
Right. And it crushes every time.
It does. People are impressed. And like, I have no ties. It's not like I have a house in there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like,
that's good. People treat me. I try to not tell people where I work anymore down here. Like, people treat me differently. And one guy today offered me steroids. And was like, if in case any of your clients need any, like, just so you know, I got you covered. I got everything you need. I don't have everything. I could get you anything you need, though. I was like, nice, dude. Good to know. Thank you.
That's awesome. Wait, are a lot of, I've been kind of following this trend. Are a lot of people on peptides down there now?
Yeah. Peptides are a big deal. I talk peptides with one of the guys, BPC-157. I've run a couple times with TB-500.
When you say you've run, you mean you've put it in your body?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Like nose spray. So I didn't really have anything that I was like trying to deal with. They say it's just spray? like nasal spray.
Oh, dude.
Cobb, you'd be shocked. They put everything in a nasal spray anymore.
Yeah. I was going to say, we might have to have this combo off cast. I just totally, now I'm like so interested. I'm like, just steer the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of people inject them. Not necessarily where I work, but you know, they're popular for injections, but I just did them nasally and tough to say. I got a lot of stuff in my stack, but I figured it's a good, you know, it has good systemic properties, but I wasn't taking it for anything specific that I like noticed a huge increase on, but I didn't reorder it. So,
well, and you had to prove to that guy you weren't a cop, you know?
Right. Right.
That's step one, dude. Like, if you're a cop, you have to tell me.
Yeah. I got a nose candy.
All those stupid
would a cop
rules.
Do this?
Cops have to tell you. I'm like, no, they don't. I don't know who starts those rumors. An undercover cop's not going to be like, oh, you got me. All right. You asked. Like, the mob would have never gotten caught if it was that simple. Like, yeah, Donnie exactly. Brasco, are you a cop?
Yeah. You just start every conversation. Are you a cop? Great. God, let's do business. Yeah.
Another.
Another they got me.
Another investigation foiled.
Yeah. 2-year investigation by the FBI. Gone. He asked the magic question, dude. What can I do?
Dude, we had two cops in the studio today for the men's room. As they're, you know, to their credit, right? They're trying to promote like, hey, in December, we're running extra DUI patrols and then green DUI patrols. So it was like, all right.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, like, how do you test and this and that? And I didn't smoke, but Miles and Thurl did. But it was funny watching Miles try to pass the test right after, like, 20 minutes after he smoked. And it was like, he's not even close. So the other cop's just, like, elbowing me as I'm kind of off mic. He's like, see his eye twitching? Yeah, that's how you could tell. I was like, oh.
Oh, my God. Wait, did they run, like, a blood test on him?
No, just, it's kind of a lot of the same, like, alcohol test. There's just tells.
Oh, I got you. It's like a physical skills test.
Correct. Just even like head back, eyes closed. And he's like just giving clear instructions, right? You're standing up, head back, eyes closed. Now, when I say begin, start counting in your head. And I want you to get to 30 seconds, right? And he's like, I didn't say begin yet. Okay, begin. And then he asked him like, what number you think you got to? And he's like 23. And he's like, all right, you're outside of the 5 zone. That's not good.
Oh, my God.
It was like, did you start counting before I said begin? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yep, that happens a lot. That's a tell. And then same thing. And just the like, hold your hands down and then come over and touch your nose, right? But like by the like third or fourth time, you could just tell like he's on something. So like he was like right arm. And he like flinched with his left arm. And he's like, test failed. I was just like, ooh. But it was just kind of wild standing in between two cops watching that test.
Yeah,
but
they shake down.
They had this clipboard, and the guy was like, yeah, we got like this cheat sheet. And on the back of it, it's just any drug you can imagine, the duration, like what effects it has on people and everything. It's like, I was grilling that thing for like 5 minutes. So I was like, huh, all right.
Can I take a quick photo of that?
Well, I even said to the one cop, I go, I'm sober, but I was hoping you'd test me just because, you know, people get nervous. And he's like, yeah, it's not the same. And he goes, even when you're sober and I pull you over on the side of the road, he's like, you're going to be nervous. Like, it might be raining. You're on the side of a highway. He goes, but we take that in account for that. He's like, so you could pass this easily right now. But he's like, I bet sober you would still kind of be like,
Yeah. He's like, yeah, they leave the lights on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I kind of respect it. He was honest about it. He's just like, yeah, if I'm behind you, like, you're still going to get nervous.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Man, wow. That's an intense segment. How long were they there?
Oh, like half an hour. And I asked, I asked the one guy off the air, because there's certain, what are they, DRE, drug recognition experts. So of these cops, I guess there's only like 300 of them in the country. And I was like off air, I was like, the one guy, I was like, let me ask you a question, man. Like, is it weird when you're at like a party or like at a bar? And he's like, oh, I could tell right away. He's like, I'm not going to ask. It's not my business, but he's like, am I local? He's like, I can walk in there and just be like, all right, that guy clearly has done meth in the last 24 hours.
Oh my God. That's so they train them like drug dogs. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, then it's funny. I was asking about the drug dogs, and he was saying a lot of states, because of legalization, he was like, the drug dogs don't even get taught about weed anymore. Because he's like, the dog doesn't know. It just knows to smell whatever drugs it's been taught, and it'll just alert.
Right.
But I guess they were having issues with, like, in legal states, these dogs kept alerting, and it's like, well, the guy's not impaired. The weed, he's got, you know, an eighth of weed in his trunk. Like, there's nothing illegal.
I love that.
Yeah. I would also recommend.
No further comment.
Yeah. And then he was explaining the blood test too. I guess you can tell some kind of difference between if it's just in your system or if it's still psychoactive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've, let's see, how deep into this do we want to go?
I don't know. It was, So I was like, trust me, I was asking a lot of questions. I was like, all right. Cause I'm with you. I'm skeptical. It's like, it's not like booze, but,
Ted out there doing the hard work. I like it.
Right. Well, then I told him about talking to some of those sheriffs up at Meltdown. They were all like, man, they love that job. And the one cop was like, I've been doing this for 5 years. I've never even seen a fight.
Oh yeah. But wait, so, Ted, do you get uncomfortable around police, like in that kind of environment, or not really?
Oh, in the studio? No.
Nice. I feel like, I don't know why, but it's so ingrained in me. I'm grateful that cops exist first and foremost, but like, I still am always so uncomfortable around police. I don't even do a lot of illegal stuff. No. I just like feel like growing up, everyone was just like, oh, it's the cops. So I like that's like instilled in me, you know?
Well, it's like TSA. I don't care who you are. Like, you're going to get a little uptight when you go through TSA, right? It's just not a normal everyday thing to like have somebody search through all your stuff. I mean, I've had friends be like, I don't know if I left something in my bag. I'm like, you don't even smoke weed. Like, what in the world could possibly be in your bag?
Dude, my number one soapbox is that we should get rid of TSA. And so I'm the opposite. I get so irrationally confident going through TSA that I'm like, just let them stop me. Like, I'm like waiting for it to just be like, this is crazy. Why are we X-raying all of us? There's no shoe bombers. But yeah, you people do get nervous in there for sure.
All right. Real quick, before we get to a break or anything, Cobb, I'm going to have to explain a lot of this to you, as I'm sure you're not up on it. Matt, are you familiar with any of the college football drama?
Ooh, I mean, do you mean about the playoff situation or Lane Kiffin, the coaching?
Lane Kiffin.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. So Lane Kiffin was at Ole Miss. I know who Lane Kiffin is, all right? He got a job with the Raiders. They ran him out of town. Then he coached at Tennessee for a year and then left. Just abandoned him in the middle of the night. Took players, took coaches to USC. Then got fired on the tarmac. Alabama hired him as an offensive coordinator. Then he got fired a week before the playoffs because he took another job. So Lane Kiffin kind of has a reputation, right? But now Lane's down in Oxford. He doesn't drink booze anymore. He does yoga. He's got a dog. He like rebuilt his image, and then he fucking did it again. In the playoff, they're going to host a goddamn playoff game, the greatest season in Ole Miss history, and he takes the job at LSU. So you can hear in my voice Sunday morning, I'm unruly upset about this. Now, full disclosure, my nephew is a junior at Ole Miss. I just couldn't believe that me, Ted Smith, fell for the Lane Kiffin Kool-Aid again. And then also, all these college coaches and administrators sit around talking about what's best for the athletes and NIL's killing the game. Is it? Because your coaches keep leaving for giant deals at other universities. Like, it drives you up a wall. Like, I love college football, but God damn, it's dirty.
Oh, yeah. And
then, yeah. Not only this, you want to hear the worst thing? He had a dog at Ole Miss. And now that it's come out, it wasn't even his dog. He was just using it to carry favor.
It wasn't his dog?
It wasn't his fucking dog. Can you imagine? Like, I didn't act like that husky was my dog. I simply took a picture with it.
Oh, my God. He had a fake dog? Dude, you said that's the worst thing. One thing that might be worse, did you know that his name is Lane Kiffin. His wife, yeah. Layla Kiffin.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Divorced, by the way, obviously.
Divorced, but now they live together. Yeah. Had a fake dog. Oh, yeah. They live together, but he's divorced. His daughter dates a linebacker at LSU. So there's a whole conspiracy theory there.
Oh, my God.
But hang on, boys, because college football is insane. So it gets even worse. Then, earlier this year, Penn State fired their coach, James Franklin, in the middle of the year. Franklin's a great coach. They were always competitive. He just couldn't beat the number one or top 10 teams in the country. So they fire him. He takes a job at Virginia Tech. He's already recruiting. That's the other thing, too, I got to mention. For kids to leave schools opens up in December. And they're like, well, what are we supposed to do? These coaches need to take these jobs. It's like, well, it's an academic schedule. There are students. You got to move the playoff, something. It's just bullshit. So Penn State, right? They fired their coach mid-year. But now these other coaches are getting jobs. BYU's having an amazing year. So about 24 hours ago, Penn State has offered BYU's coach $10 million a year, right? He's making about three at BYU. He's going to take this job. He's already told some of the kids. Then the Mormon church goes, no, no, no. We like him. And then the owner of Crumble Cookie, who I did not know was a BYU guy, comes over the top and is like, I'm getting off the sidelines. We're keeping our coach. They re-signed him today.
Dude, no. Oh my God. Wait, do you know which owner it was? Because there's two. They're big fans of Cops Popcorn. By the way, we have worked with them in the past. Who was it?
Hang on. I'll look it up.
Oh my God. I'm pulling up right now. Dude.
It's unreal. He comes off the top rope, and it's just like, I'm paying for it. We need him. God, I don't know if it says. It just says the CEO, not the... It's just unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Dude.
So I'm
honestly shocked to be reacting to this on the podcast. I wish you had told me this privately.
Jason.
I'm just going to shut up. This is crazy.
What did he say? Some people are not replaceable. One day ago. Some people are not replaceable. Sounds like it's time for me to get off the sidelines and get to work. And it worked.
Oh, my God.
And then there's people from BYU that keep sending, because now Penn State just can't find a coach. They're like, early signing days tomorrow. They're kind of up its creek. So now supposedly people are just sending Crumbles cookies to the AD's office of Penn State. Like, sorry, you lost your coach.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Oh, my God. That is. Wow, dude.
It's literally insanity. Wow. I know. I got so worked up Sunday morning. My buddy Sean's watching football, and he goes, you ever heard the, what do you call it? What do you call a story that teaches you a lesson?
Parable
about the frog and the scorpion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin's the goddamn scorpion. And I believed
sure
him.
Sure is.
I gave him a ride across that river. And what happened? We got on the other side. He stung me.
Computers be putin', yo.
Right?
Things are going to do what they're made for.
Right.
Oh, my God. I mean, also, dude, some of these numbers, you hear these numbers a lot, and so people get accustomed to them. $10 million a year. People hear that and they're like, oh, well, Shohei Ohtani, whoever. Like, people have crazy contracts. Let me just throw this in perspective for everyone listening. $10 million a year. How much do you guys think that is a week? Just throw the first thing that comes to your mind.
$100,000.
$200,000.
It's $200,000 a week, every week, for the entire year.
Yeah.
Think about spending $200,000 in 1 week. Think seriously about what that takes. If you're not buying a boat, a plane, or a piece of real estate.
Well, yeah. And you're used to hearing like $10 million net worth, like tied up in houses and assets.
Yeah.
$10 million of annual salary is a totally different ballgame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I joined Matt's golf club.
Yeah. And granted, I know people are sitting there going, oh, well, taxes, he's paying top rate. You're not wrong. Although they probably kind of figure that into compensation, but come on, dude. That's going right back to the state anyway, which greatest hustle ever. But
yeah, I mean, look, we're out here trying to make a living off eating hot dogs. This guy is making 10 mil to coach ball at BYU. BYU has got to pay him 10. Boys, LSU is currently paying three coaches. They're still paying Ed Orgeron off. Go Tigers. They got rid of Brian Kelly, so they had to buy him out for like 80 mil. And then they signed Lane Kiffin to like 100 mil. They're paying three coaches.
How much money does that program have?
All right. So then here's the other thing is that people said, well, it's all about the money. But Ole Miss was like, we are going to match whatever money Lane Kiffin gets. So I don't know what's worse if I'm at Ole Miss, for the coach to leave and be like, it's just a better program over there. Like, I don't know if I'd rather him just be like, it's more money, I got to go.
Like, also, is he like an insanely good coach? Has he had a lot of results?
No. That's the crazy thing is that like at SC, he got fired on the tarmac. He was awful as an NFL head coach. He did run a great offense at Alabama. Tennessee, I think they won 8 or 9 games that year. So like, it's still yet to be proven. I mean, that Ole Miss team this year is very good. But if he had won that national title, then I'd be like, all right, I get it. But I don't know. It's just insanity. And then mark my words, Virginia Tech in 2 years will be playing for a national title with James Franklin, the Penn State fired. I'm just like, I don't know what your guy's doing. And then on top of it, you got fucking Maryland, who won 4 games in a row, then lost 8 games in a row. And we're too scared to buy out our couch for like our coach for like 10 million. I'm just like, come on.
Ted, how dare you bring Maryland into this? We're talking about high caliber, top tier football teams here. LSU, Ole Miss, BYU. <Just kidding. laughs> man. Wait, so didn't though the old UW coach go to be the head coach at LSU?
Alabama.
So he's still there.
Correct.
And LSU, that's true. I guess they have been kind of spiraling, trying to figure out what to do. Okay, this is making a lot more sense to me now. I cannot believe that BYU thing. It's going to be a hot topic at the popcorn shop tomorrow, boys. I'm coming in with the top tea.
It's going to be a good break.
I knew you'd care about Lane Kiffin a little bit, but I was like, I know when I hit him with this crumble CEO knowledge, he's even like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like,
unreal.
Voice. I get it. If I had that much money, Maryland would be a lot better too, but just like, damn. And trust me, those Alabama fans, if DeBoer loses to Georgia this weekend at Alabama, they're going to be calling for his head. They're like, who else do you hire?
Georgia's good. Also, how are you going to beat Georgia? They're incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, they handled Texas. Like, look, I love Texas. I'm a Texas fan now. You know, they beat A&M, which was amazing. A&M was a number 3 team, I think. But Georgia, like, those are some big dogs.
Yeah.
And, like, they were not having trouble with Texas. The score, and the game was fairly close until the last quarter. But, I mean, like, their D-line, massive. They were kind of putting it to Texas all game.
Yeah.
People are saying it was close because a lot of the game was, but they are... You know, they got some superior athletes. That's how, do you think they're going to, there's no way Alabama's beating Georgia, right?
I mean, you know, they're both ranked in the top 10. DeBoer's got them cooking. We'll see. So I'll leave you with this. The last crazy thing from college football weekend. Also, credit to the Huskies. They put up a fight against the Ducks. Like that was until that interception in the fourth quarter. Like that was a close game. I watched it at the Duchess, by the way. Shout out to the Duchess. I should say, Matt. So Cobb and his crew go into the game. I do not have a ticket. And then hit a backpack in the back of the truck, and then I'm just standing there with my arm on Bryce's pickup, like, huh, what am I going to do? And my buddy's like, I'm up at the Duchess. Hopped in a rickshaw, went up to the Duchess. got the last table in there next to some bros that were phenomenal. I was like, man, like, do you mind if I take this table? And he just goes, all yours, dude, let's go. And they had like four groups of chicks show up and be like, are you guys going to stay? And we're like, and they were like, yeah, those are our guys. They're staying. I was like, you four dudes are living life. You're just blowing off hot chicks because you think we're the fun old guys. We sent them two pitchers of beer. We were like, I like the cut of your gym, boys.
Yeah. There's hope for the future. Those boys know what really matters.
Right. So here's the last week move I thought of the weekend. So last year, Ohio State, who went on to win a national title, lost at home to Michigan. Michigan plants their flag in the middle of Ohio State, and then a little ruckus breaks out, right? A fight. So this year, Ohio State's in Ann Arbor at Michigan. They beat the crap out of Michigan. I mean, they just handled them. And then the Michigan players stood on their M at the middle of the field and were like, you're not going to mess with our M. And it's like, I just thought it was weak. Like, you were the ones that were the assholes last year. Like, Ohio State's cheering with their fans. I don't even like Ohio State. I prefer Michigan. But, like, I don't know. You don't got to stand on the M and talk tough.
Yeah. That's, I mean, Ohio State, Michigan is just so storied. It's like, who knows what, who knows which side started it originally. But, yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, wild weekend in college football, to say the least. And shout out to the Seahawks defense. Still a little worried about our offense, but god damn, that defense is
good.
That
was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, also, shout out to University of Texas. Great game. And honestly, to the Dogs fans. Like, UW Stadium was really pumped up for that game. It felt good.
Yeah.
People weren't leaving.
Yeah, that tailgate was electric. And Matt, I mean, you would have been freezing. But it was sunny outside. I mean, as far as late November days go, that was pretty top notch.
Matt, the boys were cooking. We were cooking with gas out there.
Those photos looked cool. Was that actually Dubs 2, Ted? Do we know?
No. I think his name's Kodo.
Okay.
He's on Instagram. But the dude is like, was at our tailgate, and he was like going to eat some food. So I was like, I'll hold him for a second. And then like people
get a photo.
Yeah, people were like, can I pet your dog? I was like, have at it. And then right, I was like, Cobb, before I hand this back, get a photo of me holding this husky at the game.
Ted, I like the confidence. You're like, oh, yeah, pet him. He doesn't bite. It's like, no clue.
I literally said yes to a group of four chicks and then leaned over to the guy and went, that's all right, right? And he's like, yeah, he's super chill.
It's like, women love him. I don't even talk to them anymore. It's too much. That's rad.
God forbid that dog had bit somebody.
Oh man, Ted, that tailgate was fun as hell. And Bryce, shout out. We were in a good zone. We were out there for a while too. Like, I kind of felt like it was gonna go quick, and it was like, nah, man, more beers, more sandwiches, more bag toss,
a little more cornhole, maybe a little jello shot. And we were getting it. Yeah, I know.
Felt good to be back out there on the pavement. You know, like that's the origin of the podcast, is us just drinking together hard.
And hot tubs.
Yeah. Well, Hot Tub Tuesday, of course.
All right, let's take a break there. We'll come back with some emails, what's Matt and the cop topic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Great break there, boys.
Great break.
Shout out to our sponsors, especially this time of year. We just went through Brown Friday, so you got some plumbing issues. Things are getting stinky. Call Pinky. Then, of course, if you're, God forbid, ever in an accident or somebody hits you, man, just reach out to the advocates first. They'll take care of you. Also, I'd like to give a little shout out to the Duchess, man. As crowded as that bar was, man, they were running it smooth.
Dude, that's, you only notice when they're not doing a great job. I really respect that, because people only notice when people mess their job up. It's like they're busy and they're smooth. They know it's game day. Yeah, I respect that too. Like, yeah. If they do their job right, you don't even notice they're there. You know, you just go and have a good time and you think you did it yourself.
Yeah. And the line kept getting big, but I mean, it never took a while. You just get up and then I don't know. They were just good about it. And then if you had an open tab, they were giving out free T-shirts by the third quarter. My guys and the bros were like, we got to win one of these fucking T-shirts. Right. We could. And then the one guy goes, we should have just bought one. I think we've all spent like $60 or $70. It's like, don't talk sense now.
Yeah. Not now, Dave. Not. It's the fourth quarter.
Right.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
All right, Mr. Cobb, you have some emails there.
Yeah. And also just hilariously, In the break, we covered a lot of ground, boys. I love that. It was a great catch up. A lot of hot button issues. Happy Tuesday, gentlemen. Cop Topic, episode 418. What's your favorite place you've ever been? I grew up going to a church camp on the shores of Lake Coeur d'Alene, North Idaho. Many fond memories of that place, and even though I haven't been in well over a decade, still holds a special place in my heart. I know that half of my great memories are the people I was there with, but it would still be great to go back on my own just to be in that environment again. If the afterlife winds up being spending eternity in the place of our choosing, that's absolutely where I'll be. That's assuming I'm not being punished in hell in a lake of fire for all my sins, of course. So fingers crossed. Question for Matt. Any opinion on the head of In-N-Out moving the bulk of corporate operations to Tennessee? Just curious, since you're a fan.
Yeah. My understanding is they have a more business-friendly tax structure, which I understand. I happen to like California, and, you know, when I hear people talking smack about it in other places, I say, okay, cool. It's pretty crowded in those cities. I don't like the cities a ton. I don't agree with everything that they, you know, do. And, you know, I think they could run the state efficiently, more efficiently, for sure. But as it currently stands, it is worth it, at least here, for all the taxes and, you know, BS. But I don't run a business out of California. So, yeah.
Speaking of which, do you guys think it matters where a company has their headquarters these days? Ted, you want to go first?
I don't. I was going to tell you about private equity. I'm worried it's going to ruin a brand we all like.
What brand?
Jersey Mike's.
Dude, oh my God. Dude, I didn't know you were a Jersey Mike's guy.
Yeah.
I love Jersey Mike's. And
so do I.
I'm worried about it too, man.
I mean, the sandwiches are good, but I just feel like they're, I don't know, feels like a little less meat.
Dude, they bought another brand and somebody did like a comparison side-by-side video showing like them reducing the amount of meat. But yeah, the rest of that acquisition was just finalized this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a guy on Instagram doing a year ago comparison. Once they got bought, he's like, I've been holding this one in the fridge so I could take pictures of it.
Dude, I'm worried.
I'm with you because I love that place. I'm fine. I don't know. I have certain rules about who should live in cities. Like, I feel like cities should be affordable. Like, this is a big issue I have with Seattle. You got to have some way that people that run your city, whether it's cabbies, Uber drivers, bartenders, waiters, like, they should be able to afford to live near where they work. And I feel like that's one big issue in Seattle. There's just not. And then personally, I mean, obviously, you don't have to work in the neighborhoods you work in, but I would prefer more cops, Seattle cops, lived in Seattle. So I think it's easy to get jaded on a spot when you don't live there.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, none of the, you know, like, I work in the service business, and none of the, like, people who we employ, and we pay more than three times minimum wage, I think. Like, they can't even afford to live downtown. And then, yeah, most of the police now, as a result of a lot of the protests and sort of the behavior that was happening from 2018 on, the CHOP stuff, CHAZ stuff, so many people left the force that now most of them are hired out of the South End. So they're commuting in, and you're right, they don't have a connection to the Seattle community, and that changes the dynamic, I think. So I'm with you. Yeah. I feel like this is the downside of the uncomfortable truth here is, like, well, I don't even know if I want to go this deep. Yeah, I'm with you. We're aligned. Just like, I just don't, you know, it's too touchy. I don't want a bunch of emails.
All right, read another email then.
Well, so as far as answering this question, do you think it matters where a company has their headquarters? I think certainly on the short term, no. And on the long term, absolutely. I think Boeing is a perfect example. When they moved their headquarters out of Seattle to Chicago, at first, nothing changed. Like, oh, nothing's going to change. But pretty soon, people get in there who don't know the Northwest, and they start moving jobs to South Carolina, which, okay, you should be able to move jobs, factories, et cetera. But now, all those Boeing planes that are having problems, they were put together in South Carolina by people who didn't have, you know, decades of deep technical backgrounds and caring a ton about the product, having a connection to the company. And so now, like, Boeing has had so many recalls and issues. You could just Google it. There's a ton. I don't want to start citing them off. And because of that, they're losing a ton of money. We're losing market share to Airbus. The, you know, U.S. infrastructure is weakened because of it. And that was a decision that, you know, people think of just like first order effects, but there's also second order effects. And some problems are multivariate. And that was a huge variable in a lot of the more particular issues that have caused Boeing flights to have issues is, you know, 16 years ago or whatever it was, even more than now, moving the headquarters from Seattle to Chicago. And the manufacturing is not in Chicago, so it's all happening elsewhere. And so, yeah, I do think it matters over the long term. The more you are removed from your labor force and your customers, the less you care about them, the more you focus on profits, and the less you focus on, like, products and people. And I think that, like Ted is worried about with Jersey Mike's, that could be a real issue. You know,
yeah.
When Mike in New Jersey is worried about your sandwich thickness, it's going to be thick. I trust that guy. He's got a gold chain.
He's doing it the Mike's way.
Thank you. Exactly. But now we got these private equity a-holes, and yeah, they're probably going to ruin it. And they're going to call it synergy. They're going to call it a bunch of things, but I have watched them run this playbook. They're going to saddle it with debt. I've watched them run this playbook on so many businesses, and it used to frustrate me, Ted, but I finally flipped the page. What private equity does, essentially, for people who don't know, they'll buy a business, they saddle it with debt, and then they try to make it, quote unquote, more efficient, and then sell it on for a higher multiple than they bought it. So if they bought it at an 8x, they'll buy a couple other ones, push them all together, and sell it for a 10x or a 12x. But what I realized, Ted, and what makes it me not piss at them anymore, sorry, this is a little monologue, is that's my opportunity as a business operator. I'm like, look, we try to over deliver for the customer every time. And when private equity goes in, they charge more and they deliver less, which is a horrible combo as a consumer. You're paying more money, like for healthcare, for instance, and you're getting less service. Veterinarians, we've seen this now, they're rolling up dental practices. And so for me, I'm like, okay, well, I don't like it as a consumer. It pisses me off, but now there's tons of businesses I can go into and just over deliver. So I'm with you. I mean, guys, and if they mess with Jersey Mike's, I'm going to be pissed.
I think you're seeing it with skiing and snowboarding, right? Like, oh, basically, God, the one mountain blew up or bought everything. So now the price has gotten out of control. Just at some point, you're bleeding a stone.
Yeah, right? Vail and the other big one.
Yeah, I have five friends that are like, I just don't go anymore. It got too expensive. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I would also say, whatever. We don't have to stay on this topic, but look up what happened to Quiznos.
That's so ominous, dude. Actually, Subway was bought by private equity, too.
Yeah, but Quiznos, they were like opening them across the street from each other. They built it up real quick. And then it was like you had to buy from the company store, but the it was less. So basically, they kind of forced them out, but they wanted the properties. And now they're all smash burgers. It's a longer story than that, but just look it up. It's kind of, you're like, ooh, this is brutal.
Dude,
I would say, I think that's part of the issue you have with Vegas right now, right? Outside of the Wynn, Encore, and like a couple other ones, you have two sides of the street and they're all owned by the same people. And it's like, dude, I don't want to pay $17, you know, like stadium prices for a drink every time you're down there. I mean, part of the lore of Vegas, it used to be you gamble, you might go to a show, but like stuff was kind of cheaper, right? But I don't know. Things change, whatever. Get back to making humans making money, man. Don't tell me about your shareholders.
Yeah. Well, and the nice thing is, you know, the pendulum swings back and forth, but I'm with you on Vegas. It's all owned by the MGM Resorts and the other big one.
Caesars.
And dude, you're right. They've just tried to like bleed everybody dry and the value's not there. And now, like, I was never this guy, but I'm like, I only stay at the Wynn now because you actually have a good time. And I'm not like, yes, the rooms are pretty expensive, but you're not like paying for a napkin and like a ketchup packet, which like that stuff honestly just pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I feel like Steve Wynn, who originally started the Mirage, by the way, most people don't know that, is forced out. Yeah. I feel like he still is just like, let me find a way to deliver value. And so that's what these PE guys miss, is they're just running it from a spreadsheet. And for everybody out there who's thinking about starting a business, if you can deliver value and not overcharge people, you got a great future ahead, because that's the way everything's going.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. End lecture. Keep up the great work, and thank you for continuing hours of great content. Thanks again, Ross W. Toledo. Maybe we just have time for one more. All right. This one is looking thick, so that's going to be a no. Sorry, Will. hey, guys. Me again. Just throwing my two pence into this as someone who's had eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, before. So I can describe it like this. You think of a traumatic incident as a therapist either makes you follow their finger left to right with your eyes or sounds, and this helps you remember items in more detail. For me, it worked a little bit, but I know a friend who has benefited from it. In regards to Matt, weightlifting with hair metal music, this can be helpful as you're in that flow state where you're focused on that and nothing else. As a fellow swimmer, Cobb, I'm sure you agree doing lengths of a pool clears the mind best. Sorry for the long email, but for once I had something good to add. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, good email. I think it was too long.
P.S. Has Ted given you guys your honorary membership to our Seahawks fan group? I haven't heard.
No. No. They're sitting in a box. yeah, it's our buddy Ron over in Belfast.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got my magnet. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, I got to ship Matt's down to him. I'll give you yours next weekend. I was hoping I'd see all of us would be together before the end of the year, but I don't think it's going to happen. Also, Ron, I am going to a wedding in August in Dublin, and I very much plan on training over in Northern Ireland and popping in on you.
We, Ted, we are going to a wedding.
You coming over to see Ron?
Honestly, I might.
Yeah.
Is it Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of want to see, I don't know what you're allowed to say about, but like, I kind of want to see, you know, the English side of Ireland, as it were.
Yeah. And another stamp on the passport.
Or the what? Is that the Protestant end of Ireland?
Correct. Because it's still English. Well, British, not English.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
All right. Well, let's check in with the birthday boy and see what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Mattening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Mattening.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend. Obviously Thanksgiving. And I work a lot around Thanksgiving and on Black Friday, but on actual Thanksgiving, have it off. We had a bunch of people in town. My grandpa, my aunt and uncle and cousin, both my brothers, my sister-in-law, and my new nephew, who's like 4 months, and my niece,
Nice.
who's like three something. And so it's like cute to hold the baby, but then the three-year-old wants all the attention, and I'm like, well, yeah, you can play with me. You know my name. Like, let's go hang out. So, a lot of quality time with her. Although we went and saw them the weekend before too, and I got a little bit ego bruised because apparently, like the next time my niece knew we were coming, she was asking about Auntie Tyler, not Uncle Matt.
Oh, brutal.
I'm happy for them. You know, that's great. So that was just a funny little
It'll
nugget that
happen.
I picked up along the way. I was like, good for them. That's great. But then yeah, just worked Black Friday, then Saturday worked some more, but then afterwards, we had some friends in town, including our friend the mayor, and this like 23-year-old international DJ. His son. We met up with them at a place called Cactus Jack's, which Ted, you didn't make it to. It's a really interesting place. It's like a, on the one side is like a fine dining restaurant. On the other side, on the inside, is like a dive bar. Like
All right.
pretty, not like, yeah, basically a little divey. Not like an exciting, super dingy dive bar, but very plain dive bar, but lively. And then they have an outdoor patio where like people can smoke, and I've never been out there, and it's like it has more of like a sports bar vibe. There's like a big collage with all the bowls on it, like all this Chicago themed stuff. I guess the owners are from there, like the Bulls, but you know, Pippen and Rodman and Jordan, and it was cool. I'd never been over there. And so we got to hang out, watch, you know, the mayor went to Oregon, so they're Ducks fans. I'm impartial. The mayor's son grew up a Duck fan and then went to UW, and I was like, who are you rooting for? And he was kind of like wishy-washy about it, and then I found out later he was rooting for his parlay. Like, he's like, I'm rooting for passing yards from him, receiving touchdown over here.
Unreal.
Did the mayor wear their shoes to the bar?
Which shoes?
His duck shoes.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't notice. He didn't make a thing about it.
Well, he sent a picture in the morning. Oregon did a cool thing with like Dead and Company, and they made a bunch of special gear, but they made this pair of Air Maxes. And to his credit, he ordered them. They only made so many, and he got a pair. But he sent a pair of him by the pool, like wearing them, a picture. But I was all over him before he left. I was like, do not wear those to a bar. Those are a collector's item. Like, you only break those out once in a while.
I
And
don't
he's like,
think
what?
he wear them at your
did.
house.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
wear them
feel
at your
like,
house.
I feel like he would have pointed them out. And one of my clients came down because he also went to Oregon and is also a lawyer. And I saw him and he was like, what are you doing after, you know, what are you doing today? Are you playing golf? And I was like, no, I'm actually going to watch the Ducks game down at Cactus Jack's with my lawyer duck friend. And he's like, yeah, come on by, say what's up. We showed up, they're already talking to each other because my
Nice.
client was wearing the Oregon hat. And the mayor's the mayor, of course he talked to the guy in the Oregon hat right there. So I was like, oh, you already know each other. So that was cool. We had some other friends in town, and we all went out to Mexican food at a place called Las Cazuelas Cafe. There's like five different Las Cazuelas down here. They all have slightly different menus. The mayor told us we're going to the one in Palm Springs. We're like, which one in Palm Springs? There's two there. And then after we left Cactus Jack's, he texts me and he's like, okay, it's actually the one in Rancho Mirage. And so we drive to the one in Rancho Mirage, and he texts me and he goes, oh, my bad. It's actually the one in Palm Desert. I'm like, you have run through every possible Las Casuelas during this fiasco, and now I got to turn around and go back to the one. I could have walked to it.
I was going to say, you live in Palm Desert.
It's walkable, Ted. It's right next to Keedy's.
Jesus.
We would have loved to have walked. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. We had a good time seeing our friends, Phil and his wife, Cora. And so that was great. It was a good meal. The mayor's wife was there. We didn't see her at Cactus Jack's, so it was good to see her. His son's girlfriend was there. Nice to meet her. And yeah, it was a cool weekend. Then yesterday, my buddy Josh from at one point Mother Crone, no longer in that band, was in town. He was driving through from Arizona, came by for the first time seeing him down here, and got to show him around, go for some walks, and he hiked nice. up to the cross because we were still working when he showed up, and so he got to get a taste of desert life, and I think he enjoyed himself, and I enjoyed seeing him. So it was a great Thanksgiving birthday weekend.
Dude, that cross is like, when I was talking to the one guy at the tailgate before the Nets came up, I was like, yeah. He's like, well, where at? And I was like, you know that big cross on the hill? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, you're at his condo. You can look right at it. And he's like, oh, I know exactly where you are. And I was like, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good spot. And yeah, I got to get you one of those hats, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on that.
Well, it's our birthday month.
Let's go, dude. That. Hell yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With that said, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boo. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
All right. I feel like... I don't know how to introduce this one. It's kind of a weird one, but it's the end of the year. All and right. I was in like a, man, it's tough to leave out details. I was in a bizarre conversation this week about somebody who lost someone. But the person they lost was definitely doing what they loved. So,
all right.
Okay. I got a better way to introduce this. Let me tell a tangential story. I'll try to leave out any relevant details. There's a CEO of a company that everyone has heard of and dealt with at some point, who I'm like, honestly, I'm sorry. I'm really trying to not get us in trouble here. Years ago, he passed away from a heart attack. But that's what they put out externally. But what really happened is he was 89 or 91. He died having sex in a hot tub with a 22-year-old.
All right.
I would say he is a perfect example, someone who died doing what they love. So if you were to die doing what you love, what would it be? How would you pass? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com or hit Matt up on Twitter. If you died and everyone goes, he died doing what he loved, what is it that you were up to?
I mean, that's tough because it's easy to say tailgating, but I don't want to ruin that whole tailgate day for everybody and just die at the tailgate.
No, that's a perfect answer, dude. You doing a push-up contest with someone and having a heart attack at a tailgate. Right. Like, honestly, he's good, man. Don't even have a funeral. Like, Ted's good, I promise you. Just draw a little chalk outline, like a paint a permanent chalk outline on the tailgate. He's good.
Put him in the back of the truck.
Dude, wrap him in that tarp, put him in the back of the truck, and turn the music back on, Dave. I'm not going to ask you again.
You can mourn tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like he would want us to keep going, and he wants the dogs to win. Win one for the old skipper, boys. Come on. Dude, that's such a good one.
I mean, real quick, Matt, you have no idea. Like, at Burning Man, I get lost just walking around the block down there. I mean, the directions were ideal. I'm waving people down, like, here you go. Yeah, in between the two stairwells. Yep, E1. I got you.
I mean, dude, they were so good, literally, at some point. Didn't I text you, like, elite?
Elite.
These are elite directions. Because people be like, oh, it's near the white flag. And you're like, bro, you're in a parking lot with 1,000 cars. Like, what are you even saying to me? Like, oh, it's near the Chevy Suburban. Just like, stop speaking. But Ted gave like the most precise directions. It was like he was like calling in artillery.
Basically, yes.
I love that. It was funny. I was thinking about it like, man, it'd be so cool to like die hitting a hole in one. And like the reality is like I'd probably die slicing into the desert, you know, and like blaming it on the wind, just give myself a heart attack.
Damn, but dude.
Well, the lawnmower went off in my backswing.
He died doing what he loved, slicing it into the desert.
That's so good. For me, I think it would probably be honestly just like dancing my face off at a concert. Like a great set, late night, dialed in crowd, something eclectic, maybe Burning Man. There's some great sets there. And just like, just dancing like my life depends on it and just drop. And he's good. Like just kick some dust on him and keep partying.
Dude, there was another famous guy from some show and he was like, I mean, he was on a gay cruise, right? But GHB is kind of big in that community. GHB basically is the date rape drug, but in the gay community, people will try to dose themselves. And apparently he did exactly that. Like just burned up on the dance floor. And there was like, what happened? It's like, well, he was going for it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I can't remember if he was on a TV show or ran a company. It was a few years ago, but it was like a big story. And I was like, damn.
Honestly, I never want to hear anybody die, but I kind of do respect when people die doing what they love. Like dancing on a gay cruise, a pretty good way to go if you're gay.
Yeah. Dude. Or like
he's feeling good and he's just like, I'm in the zone. And then the light goes out. It's like, that seems a hell of a lot better than a hospital bed in pain.
Who's the famous guy that free climbs?
Alex Honnold.
Yeah. Like if that guy falls off a rock, I'm not going to be shocked.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's a high amount of risk. He clearly is an adrenaline junkie and just loves it. But it's like, there's no way that's safe.
Yeah, at some point you just touch the void and you're gone. And I have every belief that he would make his peace on the way down. He's just like, okay,
it happens.
You got me, El Capitan.
I've never had like any sadness for people that die from an OD. I'm like, and it's usually like drugs that are too good for me to even consider doing. Like, I wouldn't even touch that stuff. Why? Because I was probably really awesome and I would just throw everything else away. Like, you know, they're just like, they love it, man. I mean, on some level, obviously, like in our reality, it doesn't improve your circumstances a lot of times. But yeah, when I hear about drug overdoses, I go like, you know, more power to them. I don't want to, you know, place my judgment on it. And it's like, you know, I bet they knew the risks. Like, I bet they knew it was possible. And yeah, I just always, you know, I know death is hard on the living. That's what I heard that like 10 years ago. And it just like totally made so much sense to me. And so, yeah, going out like a, you know, like a champ was, I mean, maybe some people, if you've lost one to ODs, I apologize. But like, you know, to me, I'm like, hey, man, you know the risks and they might be worth it. I don't know. I'm too scared of them. But like, it's not out of like, I believe that they're awesome.
Like, well, that was always the thing with Sid Vicious, right? Was that he had gotten arrested or whatever and gotten clean for like a couple of weeks. And I guess with like opium tolerance, like it gets real high, but it drops real quick. Whereas like I could take 2 months off of booze. I'm still going to have a decent tolerance.
Yeah.
So the story is always like when he decided to shoot back up, he shot back up the same amount and just got him.
Yeah. I read a really good book called Wonderland Avenue when I was in high school that kind of gave me a different perspective on, you know, people's decisions to do hard drugs. The guy got clean, but yeah, you know, I just try to kind of like show him a little human respect. And, you know, obviously it's hard on people that know them and love them, but like, as far as me and them, I go, all right, you know, best wishes in the next world. But, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm not losing any sleep over it.
I get your point.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing we got to keep in mind, college football is insane, boys. I mean, just insane. Poor Juice, just down there. He was famous for a while. That was the name of his dog, that lion bastard, Lane Kiffin. Juice. I just can't get over that. Lied about a dog.
Did you hear him praying?
That is over the top. Like, you from hear him a talking about how he was going to
prey on it? Like, yeah. I don't know. That didn't seem like...
I don't believe
like...
that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, because God said, hey, you should go to LSU, my guy.
Yeah, said, go Tigers.
Worst way. Black threaten your coaches to force them to come with you.
Yeah, I say this all the time. If God really cared, then why doesn't Notre Dame win every year? Every year should be Notre Dame versus BYU.
Did it again.
Right, and I get it. I went to a Catholic school. We always prayed before the game. So, like, I don't really think he's up there. Like, got my eye on this Dematha game. They better beat Gonzaga, the other Catholics.
Let me just nudge that field goal in. Great work, boys.
All right. We'll be back next week. Cobb, I'll see you this week. Matt, I'll talk to you next week. Happy birthday, dude. Love you, man.
Thanks, dudes.
Yeah, man. All right.
Happy birthday, Mateus.
Yeah, of the Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.